recently as Donovan Lewis. Just got back last night. I think you texted me at about, I texted you at like 6 o'clock. I'm like, hey, you back? What do we got for the show? And I just got nothing for hours on end. And then I started thinking, what if something happens with this flight? Like, I, you know, he's stuck somewhere. Like, do I need to tell Kat? I haven't really talked to Donnie. I don't know when he gets back. And then it was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that. And
wheels down.
Wheels down, baby.
Yeah.
And so you just got back late last night from what sounded like a very incredible journey to Italy.
It's the bucket list trip, man. We've always wanted to go.
Do you know why you've always wanted to go?
It's just you know, you get the stereotypes, I guess, with the wine and the Italian food and all that. And it's just, you've seen pictures from there and say, man, that'll be a cool place to go because you seem like you relate. I'm a big wine drinker, love Italian food. So why not go over there and just check out all the authentic stuff that's happening? So it's been on our list for a while. When you start thinking about other places to go, Greece was on that list and we checked that off. South Africa was on that list. We checked that off. And Italy had been on there for a while. So
I want to give you
an opportunity to go there.
You and the Grits and you, I don't know, props for your travel behavior, man. Because so many people have so many places they want to go and you just so slowly tick them off. And I understand that. And whether it's finances or your life situation, right. I understand how it's hard to take these trips. But you guys with the Grits have found out a way to make it financially okay. I think when you travel in a big group like that, you probably get big discounts. You have ambitious trips. They're long. And I just am very jealous of how you're knocking these things out. And I can't believe you just got back from Italy yesterday.
It's a cool way to travel because I think we hesitate a bit if it's just Twig and myself. Mm-hmm. I think we would, okay, let's go to Italy, but we wouldn't do half the things
right.
that we would do on this group trip because, you know, mob mentality. You get a little braver to go and do other
safety
different things.
Safety numbers. And
yes, all of that. So I knew the trip was going to get off to a good start because we flew American to London mm-hmm. and then British Airways the rest of the way. But when we got our packets, the itinerary about everything we were going to do, they didn't have seat numbers for anyone. All the British Airways had seat numbers, and we knew we were sitting together.
Mm-hmm.
But American Airlines didn't have anything.
Really?
And usually, if it's not Southwest, I don't rush or set an alarm to check in. Even if it has 24 hours, I have a seat number. It's fine. I don't worry about it. So I don't worry about checking in. So we realized that we weren't sitting together on the way to London.
The whole group or you and Twig?
Me and Twig.
Really?
She was, you know, they have the planes with the three on the side, four in the middle, and three on the other side. I was in a middle seat on the left side. She was on a middle seat two rows up on the right side. So I was thinking, boy, it's going to be a 9-10 hour flight, and we're not going to sit together because there's no way there's anyone that's going to trade their aisle or window seat for my middle seat. And I wasn't going to even ask. I was just, hey, I'll just wave and, you know, from afar. And when we get to a nice altitude, maybe walk over and say, you're okay, you know, whatever, all this other stuff.
You're trying to offer the third and the fifth rounder for for the 11th overall pick.
Right. That's tough to do.
I mean, I guess I can offer it, but
there's no way they're taking that. Like, you call the Jets.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Whatever. I have to call them.
So, in my mind, once we figure that out, full flight, can't change anything. So, it's like, but it's going to be tough. So, got on the plane, went over to my seat, was getting myself settled in. And then a guy sitting next to Twig offered to tell me. He said, yeah, I guess she talked to him. I don't know if she flashed a little skin. I have no idea. But the dude came over and said, hey, man, you can sit with your wife. I was like, dude, you really don't have to
do
that.
And he was on the aisle?
Yeah. He had an aisle seat next to Twig.
And he knew you were
in the middle seat. And I was, man, I'm in the middle seat. He's like, that's okay. So then,
describe this person. Older, younger?
Younger guy.
What race?
White guy.
A younger white dude, like how young? 20s?
Mid-20s, maybe?
I'm sorry, this is insane.
It is. It really is.
Like, I'd like to think of myself as a courteous person, but no.
On a 10-hour
chance
flight.
Am I moving? Was he smallish?
He's a thin guy, yeah.
Okay, that maybe makes a bit of a difference.
Thin guy, but I said, dude, you really don't have to do that because I'm in a middle seat. He's like, no, sit by your wife. So I said, thank you. I tried to hug him. He didn't want to hug me. And then I did. And
did
then
really?
And he said no.
You went for the stranger airplane hug.
He's like, I'm good.
He
He declined my hug, and which is understandable. Uh-huh. He doesn't know me. He's given up an aisle seat for a middle seat. He's probably fuming that he did it in his head.
Yeah,
because if you touch me, I may change my mind. So he sat down, and then when I got over the twig, and she was like, "Yeah, should you offer him something?" I was like, "I should offer him something." So I pulled some money out of my pocket. And I was like, how much? Do I give him like 100? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what protocol is.
Him a drink or something.
I would think whatever that guy drinks on this flight,
it's all on me.
That's, yeah. I think, the right answer.
And boy, I didn't even think about that. I did offer him money, yes. And I put the money in. I went over and shook his hand again, and I had the money in my hand. I put $40, okay. Which seems weird.
Random.
Seems low.
No.
No, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Now, I think that's a good value.
He was just trying to be
nice. Yeah, because he did. He is
exchanging
an aisle seat for a middle seat. So I put the $40 in his hand as I shook his hand and said, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. And then I went and sat back down and I was settling myself in. He walked up and said, I didn't do it for the cash, man. Handed me my $40 back. I was like, no, please take it.
Please.
And he said, no.
You go for another hug then? Like, all right.
I was already sitting down then, so I didn't want to stand up and awkwardly reach for another hug.
Okay, I think you guys were both in a battle of good people there.
I know, and I was like, man, this trip is
the best battle.
This trip is going to be great. I'm winning from the jump. I get to sit by the wife all the way through and not have to, you know, wave and look lovingly from the other side of the plane. It was great. So, boy, that was a rough flight into London, man.
What do you mean, bumpy?
It was pretty bumpy. You know, I don't do that pretty well.
Did you sleep on the flight? Was it?
It was an overnight flight, so I slept really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. One of the first few times I've had really good sleep on a plane.
Yeah.
And that was it. Watched a few movies. That's the best thing about those international flights.
And they saw the free ones right in front of you.
Pick of movies to check out. So I watched Green Book.
Okay, how was it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I went to sleep on White Boy Rick.
I didn't like White Boy Rick very much.
Dude, it was so uneven.
I was psyched to see it, and then it's just not fun.
Didn't do it for me. I went to sleep on it and then watched like about 3/4 of Bohemian Rhapsody before we landed in London. But dude, get to London, have a layover, had lunch at the airport at Heathrow. Heathrow is a shopping mall, man.
Really?
Like they have Prada and Louis and Gucci and all those stores in the airport.
Yeah.
And they make sure you go through all those stores to get to your gate.
Yeah. You have to do
exit through the gift shop.
If there's anyone in London that will go to the airport to shop. Like we go to the mall.
They definitely have those stores.
Yeah, but don't you have to have your ticket to get into that area, though?
Oh, yes, that's right. Would I buy a ticket just to the cheapest ticket there to go shop at Prada and Louis? And
so then how long is the layover?
About 3.5-4 hours.
And then to Rome?
To Rome.
How long's that flight?
About two and a half hours, something like that. So you get the excitement, you land, man, and we did the order of Rome, Florence, and Venice. And if I had my order of which I preferred more, it was Florence, Venice, and Rome. Rome is just a big city, man.
Yeah.
And it's just like any other big city. You know, you have the Colosseum, which is great, and all the other historical things are awesome. But, man, you want to get the taste of Italy, and you go to those smaller towns like Florence and Venice. But Florence is so great, man.
I want to hear about food. I want to hear about the Statue of David. And I want to hear about the Sistine Chapel. I want to hear about the gondola ride with you and Twig.
And I'm going to tell you about a situation where I had to think on my feet in a bus full of ladies.
When will you tell me all this?
I will tell you that next on Boom in the House on The Ticket.
Donovan was just getting started on his story of his adventure to Italy. We only got off the airplane. We just landed in Rome. So, honestly, I know you're going to save some segment. You know,
sure.
We can talk all week about some of this stuff because that's an incredible trip you went on. But, I mean, however you want to do it, what happened?
You know, the way the Grits will do a trip is that they have a tour guide with us that stays with us the entire time. He or she goes from city to city, stays in a hotel.
Really?
Yeah. So when we walk around, it's a group of 21 of us that went on this trip. And she has a stick.
Oh, there's a little flag?
With the flag that has Platinum Grits Group on it, and she walks in front.
Whoa, hold on. Does it have this, just the sigil from the Grits, like Game of Thrones, or does it say...
It says it. Yes, it's
of your house sigil.
It's not the Lannister Lannister flag,
so
anything
it
like
said
that. Platinum Grits Group, and she would walk around with
yes.
it. And the first time, this is the first time they've done this, is with the group. They had radios. We had radios and an earpiece, and instead of just hulling everyone around to tell us about
yeah.
this piece of art,
they could all listen to the ticket.
You can hear it in the in the earpiece. It's the first time that's been done, and that was very convenient. The only thing that kind of gets me on trips like this, it is fantastic to see all those things you named, but it's so much information overload
mm-hmm.
because they're having to tell you the historical thing about this, the historical thing about that. It fries your brain.
Yeah,
it really does. Mm. And so you're just kind of snapping pictures. And if I showed you a couple of things and you'll go, oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. What is that?
I don't remember.
I really don't, because it was so much every single day.
And every one of those things, when you're in a place as old as Italy, is probably like a 1,000-year story about
yes.
this location and the wars that surrounded who owned it. And like, it's unreal. And you're just like, cool. But you're still there looking at it,
sure.
so you're still better than most.
And that's why I always try to live in a moment, and I always forget about taking photographs, because, you know, you're just sitting there watching this. Oh, my gosh. And she told us not to say wow, say Mamma Mia. That's our wow. So you turn the corner and there's the Colosseum. You wow, Mamma Mia. That's awesome. You know, it's great. And, you know, the Statue of David. Oh, Mamma Mia. But, you know, David's right in front of you. And that's one thing that you have to see when you're in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But our tour guide that day, Ricardo, he's telling us the significance about all the other pieces that are there before we even get to the David. And you just want to go and see the twig and berries. That's all you want to see.
Of course.
That's the main attraction. But, you know, just so much history and stuff about everything else. By the time you get to David, man, there's smoke coming out of your ears,
right.
because
like,
you've heard
right.
so much. So it's, yeah, everything has this significance to it and why this was done. And I can't imagine going around on a tour like in Dallas and me pointing to something to tell them the significance about them. I don't know. Look, there's an eyeball right there. Look at it.
Look at the big eyeball.
Yeah, now let's walk down.
I don't know who did it. That's weird for sure. It's cool.
Put some Visine on it. Yeah, all this other stuff. So, and her name was Caroline.
Mm.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She was great.
Okay.
Early 60s.
All right.
You're going to have to come to the house, because they took us to this farmhouse for like dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you walked in, they greeted us with like this glass of blue champagne.
All right.
I immediately thought about you and this girly drink.
Yeah,
that I'm drinking, and I drink it, and it's one of the tastiest things I've ever had.
Really?
And then you get to the table and they have another glass of this kind of red like champagne. And I drank so much champagne that day that I tried to order like 18 bottles to bring back, but Twig wouldn't let me.
Really?
So we ordered 6. You're gonna have to come over.
And you did. So you've had them flown back or whatever.
3. Yeah, they're shipping it. Should be here in a couple of weeks. We got 3 bottles of the blue.
All right.
2 of the red and 1 of the, like, I think it was grapefruit or whatever.
Really? And the champagnes?
Oh man.
Okay.
So there are some dinners provided by, you know, included in the deal, and a lot you have to go on your own. We had one lunch that was provided where we drank so much wine at this one place, and it was really good. But that's when we were going from Florence to Venice. We visited the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Okay.
Great.
I have
pictures.
You get the picture of holding it?
Oh, my gosh. I have got like 1,000 of them.
Were there other people in the background holding up?
Oh, yeah.
As you were holding
it? Just a line of people.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's incredible. That's the first thing they want to do, and that's exactly.
Did every person in your party get that picture?
Yeah,
that's
because
so,
everyone wanted it.
It's so touristy, but there's
but
no chance I
do.
Go there and don't get the dang.
I have so many of them. I have them with a 2-hand push, like I'm really trying to do it. One with the one finger.
Sure.
I'm holding them. I'll show them all to you. It's great. I love it. But we go and we have this wine, and everyone's having a blast, man. Getting loaded, having fun, and then we hop on the bus from Florence to Venice, which is about 3.5 hours of, you know, tiny bladder me, right?
Sure.
I make sure I hear my mom in my head, go to the bathroom before we get on the bus.
Even if you don't think you have to go.
Go. And it's fine. Because, you know, your group of ladies is 19 ladies and two guys. So the ladies' bathroom is always backed up. Me and the other guy, Tony, we just walk in. Everything is great. Use the bathroom. We're all on the bus. We're laughing and having a good time. And within like 10 minutes, man, everyone's knocked out because they're loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on a bus, comfortable bus. And boy, the bladder hits. And man, I got to go. Mm-hmm. And I got to go in the worst way.
There's no potty on the bus.
No potty on the bus. And even if they told us you have to go on the bus, it's European law that they have to pull over and stop while you go in there and use the bathroom. Like they can't roll and you go pot.
Really?
No.
That's awkward.
And we're 15 minutes from leaving this farmhouse and the bladder's already full. I've been drinking wine like the whole lunch. I'm done. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I need to walk up and say, hey, man, could you pull over? No. So on a bus full of girls, I got the bottle.
Donnie.
And the lady in front of me, the lady in front of me was great, just wouldn't go to sleep. I just needed her to go to sleep.
Yeah, one right. Narc.
Everyone else is sleeping around me, including Twig behind me.
So wait, did you not even ask about pulling over?
I didn't, because we had just left, and I knew we had a long bus ride to go.
Wow. You would rather use the bottle than just ask to pull over. That's truly nice guy.
Dude.
I don't know.
And kind of weird.
Is it?
That's the first time I've ever had to do that. I've never had to
kind
go
number
one on a bottle. It's a water bottle. That's all we had. And I had two, just in case.
Oh yeah,
it was overload.
Like Dumb and Dumber, were you?
Yeah,
kept going.
Like you're thinking I had both caps off and I had them right there. I was in position, but the lady in front of me was not asleep.
Yeah,
but I had to.
And you did it.
I did.
So
were you
saw.
Like going?
Start humming while you're doing it.
Like, what do you do?
Dude, I was concentrating so hard, making sure that it went in the bottle.
Yes.
Because any accident, and you know, it's just like I had this vision in my head that I'm just spraying all over the place.
You could have dropped the bottle,
Drop the bottle,
and it goes rolling to the back of the bus. Open.
Who let the sprinkler? Who's smoking?
Is there a window open?
Oh my gosh, man! It was.
Oh
like I
my.
Thought about it, I'm holding and thinking, okay, if I can last 30 minutes, I tried to go to sleep, that didn't work. Just everything, but
you should have asked.
Maybe I should
just
have.
Said, can we pull over? What do you want me to do here? No one would have, like, got mad at you. It's just the thing.
I know, but I did go in the bottle.
Did you go again in the bottle an hour later?
No, we stopped about 45 minutes after.
And you discreetly found a trash can?
I tried to hide it along the side as I'm getting off the bus.
Like up against your arm, tucked it in. Oh, okay.
It's just a bottle of number one going right in there. But that was my, I felt really bad and I thought it smelled too. Like I had no idea.
That's worse than making the bus pull over.
Yes, that is worse.
I know.
You're putting everyone at far more risk.
I know.
By doing that of disaster than you are of saying we pull over. No one would care if you pulled over.
But I'm a badass because I did it.
It was badass week. I forgot.
You were a little proud.
All right.
I was a little proud. Yeah.
We have so much stuff that you're going to say.
Best meal?
Yeah, I was going to say the best thing you put in your mouth.
Florence, there was a restaurant a block away from our hotel. I had the lobster pasta, and it was incredible.
Really?
The first lasagna I had was gross. That was in Rome.
Oh, no.
Totally gross.
Were you, like, shocked? Like, oh, my, what's happening?
I couldn't believe it. Like, when he sat it in front of me, I kind of looked down and looked up and looked down and looked up.
What do you mean? It looked like just...
It just didn't look like lasagna. And I thought, oh, I'm in Italy. This is like the purest of lasagna.
Right,
this is real. It wasn't real. It was bad. And then I had lasagna in Florence, and it was awesome.
Okay,
so I just think that it was just a bad place.
Yeah.
The pizza?
Yeah, I imagine that's not.
See, just like, it's pretty simple. The pizza is really simple in Italy. They don't have a lot of the things that we would put on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Americans got pizza and made it a whole lot better. That's
tricked
what we do
up.
As Americans.
Yeah. Got cheese sticks in the crust. And
heck yeah. Heck yeah. But it was okay. But that lobster pasta in Florence was delightful.
So,
and the the pastries, like the croissants and all
right.
that. Phew. Very good.
You don't drink coffee.
I don't.
So I would think a little morning cafe sounds pretty nice.
Twig was all about that. She was very happy.
Yeah.
If that's all she got on a day, that was okay with her. She said it was very good.
So the food overall was amazing?
They don't cook bacon a lot over there.
Well, they have carbonara, right? Pasta carbonara, which has some bacon in it. What do you mean it's not?
Like if you go for breakfast, like eggs and bacon, and we like the bacon kind of crispy.
Oh, they undercook
it? Oh, it's like they barely put heat on it. Their bacon is rare.
Mmm.
And ours is well done.
And you like yours medium rare plus?
No, not my bacon. I like my bacon pretty much well done. I need some
too.
Crisp to
I
it.
Do
so
too.
Just kind of ask for the crispy and they'll work it up a little bit. But if you just get bacon,
yeah.
And that was in London and in Italy. Phew. It's really weird.
I'm going to spend most of this week asking you more stuff about this because I do want to hear all about the gondola ride in Venice. Venice is a completely amazing, unique city,
dude,
right?
Dude, it's crazy that you just walk everywhere and we have to take the water taxi.
There's no cars, right?
Once you get out of the airport, there are some cars around there, but like in the city, no
cars take the water taxi
to the airport. We took the water taxi to the airport, which would, if I had to take a water taxi every day, I wouldn't make it. Like, that was a beating.
Well, so Venice, the city, is sort of an island city, right?
Yeah. There's multiple islands.
So there's a mainland Venice where the airport is?
And there were cars when we got
island.
Off the out of the airport walking toward the people mover, as they call it.
Yeah.
Like a little train to get to where we were going. But once you get over there, man, no cars at all. You're just walking and you take a boat to wherever you're going. Florence is where it's at.
Really? That was the best of the three cities?
Your
power ranking?
Is a college town.
What's a college town?
Florence.
I would say yes.
It's a college town. It's got like the highest population of like study abroad students, so it's like always lit.
And the dudes? Pretty dang good looking over there, man. I had to hold on to the wife a couple of times because we went to this glass factory.
In Venice?
Yeah, and this older guy was, man, he carved a horse out of glass. Mm-hmm. It was awesome to see him do it. But the guy that was showing us around when she introduced him, you want to talk about mouse dropping to the floor?
Really?
And that was mine. Like, golly, look at this cat.
Look at this.
And he was...
How were the Italian women?
It's more about the dudes over there, I'm not going to lie.
The dudes are hotter than the women?
Probably.
Like,
I don't think I've ever heard Twig talk about dudes like that before, and I was a little like, okay.
Because they're like dark. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I get it. Because she hears me talking about all these chicks or whatever. Now the tables have turned. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Like, they all have on tight pants, and they're really high. Like, they're fashionable dudes just walking around doing nothing. Scruffy, all of them have hair.
All they all have hair.
Hair on the, you know, facial hair and all that. Dude, it's just...
Were they looking down at you like Americans?
They look in amazement in a group of 21 black people. Like, seriously, stares.
Really?
All over the place. One foreign dude...
Okay.
...took about 12 pictures of all of us. Like, it was really weird. Like, we were the Sistine Chapel or something.
What? Like, did he ask or just start taking pictures?
No, it just said, like, we're all in a group.
What do you mean by foreign, dude?
Like, Italian or?
No, he wasn't Italian. It was,
Further east?
Maybe, yes. Way further east.
Way further east?
Yeah. Where they have really...
Far
Where they have
east?
Nice cameras.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he had his nice camera
no
just
disrespect.
Zoomed in, and he was just taking pictures of us. Like, seriously.
Were you like, hey, okay, bud?
You want me to pose? What do you want me to do? I don't get it. But they wondered in amazement when the group of us walked through all the time.
Dude, it sounds like you had so much fun. I'm jealous and I'm happy for you. And I want to hear about the gondola ride. Maybe we do that tomorrow.
Yeah,
in the first segment.
Hear that, Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, what?
David, I sent you the picture of David because I know you were very fascinated
loved
with
it.
That. Yeah.
I stared at it. All right, 11:50.
Did you compare? Just kind of...
11:52 is the time.